This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump tweeting an apparent threat to wipe out Iran. On Twitter late yesterday, the president wrote, quote, "If Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran," warning Tehran not to threaten the United States. An amendment that would make abortion unconstitutional in Louisiana will be going to the state's Senate for a vote today. If the measure gets two-thirds approval in the Senate, it will go for a public vote in October. In Auburn, Alabama, one police officer was shot and killed late yesterday while two of his colleagues were injured at a trailer park. Here's Lee County Coroner Bill Harris.
It was a possible domestic disturbance at that residence, and when they responded, they were met with gunfire. And there is a manhunt on, I understand, at this time for this suspect.
And that suspect's been identified as 29-year-old Grady Wayne Wilkes. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Oh, my God. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine, but thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Those in the southern plains should brace for more bad weather today, more thunderstorms that could unleash more tornadoes, like happened over the weekend. An 8-year-old Texas girl is safe after she was grabbed off the street while on a walk with her mom on Saturday. It happened in Fort Worth early yesterday morning on a tip from two church members who recognized a vehicle from an Amber Alert. Investigators showed up at a hotel, and they found the girl in a room with a 51-year-old man who's now under arrest. Democratic presidential hopeful Pete Buttigieg says he is not concerned about what President Trump tweets, although he understands why so many people are.
Look, it's mesmerizing. It's hard for anybody to look away. Me too. It is the nature of grotesque things that you can't look away.
The president talks about his Twitter use on another Fox program last night.
I've destroyed bills that were going to be voted on that were bad, and I've gotten bills passed that were good by using Twitter.
That from The Next Revolution with Steve Hilton on Fox, and this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A Utah man is charged with making terroristic threats after he posted comments saying that he would come to YouTube's headquarters and shoot its employees. Authorities say 35-year-old David Levon Swanson was arrested on Saturday after posting threats under YouTube videos four times, beginning in September of 2018, allegedly referring to murdering YouTube executives as well. Swanson reportedly posted most of his comments on videos criticizing YouTube's free speech practices. Just after San Francisco voted to ban police use of facial recognition, a new report is out on the NYPD's questionable use of that technology. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The department used the photo of Woody Harrelson in its facial recognition program. They were attempting to ID a beer thief who actually looked like the actor. Georgetown University Center of Privacy and Technology highlighted the April 2017 incident in a report on what it says are flawed practices in law enforcement's use of facial recognition. According to the report, security footage of the thief was just too pixelated and produced no matches, while high-quality images of Harrelson returned several possible matches and did lead to an arrest. The report says facial recognition has helped the NYPD crack about 2,900 cases in more than 5 years of using the technology.
That's Wendy King, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. You know, a lot of conversation these days about credit card debt. You know, we talked to Jordan Goodman, up to $1.4 trillion of credit card debt. I mean, this is incredible. I remember as a kid growing up, my dad would warn us about credit card debt. He said, look, you got to be careful. All it takes is about $3,000 of credit card debt, and they owe your soul. They own you. And, you know, and at the time, there was a song, for those of us that were, that remember Tennessee Ernie Ford, I owe my soul to the company store, and, 16 tons, what do we get here? And this is what, you know, the credit card companies and the whole system has done to us. It's really, taken us back to the plantation days of being in debt and owning your soul, all based on, you know, $3,000. I mean, you're chasing credit. And, you know, as I was looking at some of the information and looking at individual states and what the averages are, you'd be surprised. Guess what? It's not $3,000. It's more like $6,000 or $7,000, the average per household credit card debt. That's pretty crazy, isn't it? And when you think about $3,000, you make those minimum payments, think, okay, well, I got to at least, you know, maintain my credit score, so I got to make that minimum payment on time. But that just puts, you know, just sets the hook in you all the more. And this is why when you, you know, take any kind of financial steward class, one of the first things they do is, and it's tough, I know, for some people, because when you are used to that credit card, there's just something about it that it almost becomes your plastic god. You know, what can I do? I can't be without this credit card. You know, and we all go through it. Anybody that's gone through any kind of rehabilitation of getting away from their credit cards has gone through that process. I know for me, paying gas, I never paid gas, you know, with the, you know, cash. And when I had to give up my credit card, I finally said, okay, I've got to get more physically, fiscally responsible here. Yeah, physically as well, but fiscally responsible. And, you know, paying cash, you know, for gas, of course, now it's so difficult. Well, they don't make it easy. You know, they want you to use your credit card, but it's okay. I'm not having the problem that I was having before, that required me to, you know, get away from, you know, utilizing the plastic so much and finding myself, you know, just chasing down, you know, minimum payments. And it looks like right now, according to one report from USA Today, is that people are more comfortable, I guess, with the economy doing better, and they're back to leaning on credit cards. And, of course, these credit card companies give you the incentives to use the credit cards. You know, oh, hey, you get rewards, you get all these bonuses and everything. And, you know, so whatever you may be getting in rewards and bonuses, if you're not paying off that credit card debt every month, well, then, you know, that's being dissipated just in the interest fees. I mean, you're better off just saying, okay, look, I'll just pay for it straight up. I mean, these extra bonuses, I mean, yeah, they're kind of, in a sense, reducing the sting of the interest rate. I mean, some of these interest rates are in excess of, you know, 25, some cases 30%. And I know you think, well, what about usury? I mean, AOC talked about it. Hey, even the Bible says, you know, you can't be usurious. And she gets that part right. I think it's always interesting how people who claim no faith will somehow, you know, for the sake of their argument, you know, utilize scripture and biblical verses to support their position. So I always say, okay, you know, maybe as Paul said, whether they, you know, truly represent the fact that they are quoting the Bible and making reference that, you know, even they themselves understand that the Word of God is hallow and it does stand. I mean, there's so much more common sense, but, you know, what I would say to her is that if it makes sense in this particular part of your argument, why don't you extend it to the remaining part of your argument and see what other parts of Scripture would be relative to your perspective and your worldview? Just saying, one man's opinion. But regardless, yes, these interest rates are usurious, and that should tell you something in and of itself. Is that why should you participate in that? Now, I'm doing all this lead up because we're going to be connecting with Steve Carr in just a moment. He's the president of the Alliance Group and Shared Abundance, and we're going to talk more specifically about the excessive credit card interest rates and what we can do about it. I mean, it's kind of crept up, hasn't it? I mean, you know, before it was like 18%, and, you know, that begat 20, 21%, and now it's like, you know, heaven help us. If you need the credit card, then you're willing to pay for it. And, you know, with AOC and Bernie Sanders saying, hey, 15%, but like anything that comes from on high, you know, from our elected officials, there's always unintended consequences. It's like, okay, let's just say that everybody starts, you know, that's mandated. You know, the government now steps in and regulates. You know, the government, right, they can't help themselves. You know, so they think they have the answers. So they social engineer this stuff. And then all of a sudden, you know, of course, they never apologize. But they create all this havoc. And it's like, okay, what is this going to do? What kind of impact is this going to have on the free market system? Time and again, the government comes in and scratches an itch that nobody cares about. Nobody's, you know, they create an itch, basically, and nobody's even scratching that. But they decide, okay, and because it sounds good and it kind of fits in that socialist, let's be fair kind of attitude, but without realizing what kind of impact that's going to have and what that will do in terms of really tightening things up. You know, kind of like what we went with, you know, Elizabeth Warren with all her push with the banking regulations and everything. And of course, with Sarbanes-Oxley, of course, during that period of time and all the Reformation and all these great ideas, I mean, here we are, you know, a decade plus since then. You know, what is the measurement of it? Did it really work? Did it really help, or did it make things worse? Did we just make things more complicated? I mean, we used to have a fairly good reward program, and then of course that got eradicated when government came in and said, "Hey, we're gonna, you know, regulate this stuff." Well, they took money away from the banks, and the banks aren't going to lose money. They're not in the business to lose money. So they just figure, okay, fine, all these, you know, costs now of doing business and managing the government, well, we're going to take some of these perks away from, you know, from everyday citizens. See, this is what happens time and again. They come in, and who feels it? It's not the companies, because they got to make money. And so they're going to go, okay, if that's the new rules of play, then we're going to adjust. And so, you know, we're going to take things away. And who do they take things away from? They don't take it away from, you know, AOC. They don't take it away from the legislators. They take it away from us, we the people. We want to say, look, stay out of this stuff. You have no idea. It sounds good on paper, but you haven't really even done a full, you know, I mean, everything, you know, like with the environment, you know, you got to do all this environmental study. Well, we need an environmental study on some of these ideas, you know, a comprehensive study to say, what is the impact? Because I don't know about you, but I'm getting sick of all these unintended consequences that come along because of these knuckleheads that think, you know, they know so well. And, you know, what does all that mean? You know, and it ends up being injurious to we the people, you know. It's here we go. Here's Tennessee Ernie Ford. Brad, turn it up here. This is it. Here we go.
Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Yes, is what they did on the plantations, you know. The same type of deal, except it's the modern day version with a credit card. That's what it's all about. Hey, let's take it to break. Turn it up. Let's go.
I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high tone woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bone.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Strong, you load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older.
Oh, Tennessee Ernie Ford just reminding us that in a lot of ways, you know, even though we think things have changed, they're just more of the same. They've just been updated. You know, the whole idea of credit card debt now, $1.4 trillion. Can you believe that? That's what it's grown to. Incredible. A little programming note. You know, I mentioned we were going to have Steve Carr on with us. Well, we're a day early. A day early, maybe a dollar short. In this case, $1.4 trillion short on our credit card debt. But anyway, we'll talk with him tomorrow and get in depth about this. But, you know, the idea of what you know, credit card debt does to us and how it keeps us beholding to these credit card companies. They're nice enough to give us incentives and rewards and all that, but at what cost? You know, what are we giving up? What kind of freedoms are going by the wayside? I don't know if I mentioned to you, but people that utilize credit card, according to this one survey that was done, about 40% of the people actually pay off their balance every month, 40%, which is pretty good. But it's the 60%, you know, that are living, you know, hand to mouth, that are relying on the credit card. And what is going on is too many of them are making minimum payments. And minimum payments, I mean, forget it. I mean, you're talking decades to pay off, especially we're talking now average, you know, credit card debt about $6,000, $6,500. I mean, that's incredible. And so I mentioned, you know, that song Tennessee and Ernie Ford and 16 Tons. This is what the plantation, that's what they did on the plantations. You know, they had the company store. These were on the plantations. This is all based on interest, and they just set the hook, and here it is. I mean, it wasn't bad enough that, you know, some people were enslaved to the landowner and working the fields there. But no, let's set the hook even further and let's keep them beholden, and we're going to charge them interest. And so there you are. You owe your soul to the company store. And so here we are in the modern day version of that, you know, all brought to you by these credit card companies. So we need to be aware of it and also be aware of the pressure that's coming back. As I said, AOC and Bernie Sanders saying, look, at 15, we're paying too much. And I agree. We are, you know, 60% of America are those that are making, they're getting crushed by it. But, you know, they have put themselves in a position where they think that they need to have that credit card. And there they are. They're beholden to it. And at, you know, these interest rates that continue to skyrocket, it gets crazy. But what we need to be careful about is when you get these social engineers that come on high, that know better for everybody and going to keep us from our own devices and somehow, you know, coddle us through, then what other, you know, what unintended consequences go along with that. So beware of what is going on. Well, we have a couple more minutes here. Just a couple of additional programming notes coming up in just a moment. We've got Adam Holtz, interim director for Focus on the Family, going to be talking about A Dog's Journey, John Wick. Also, look at the Avengers, not number one. You know, we're going to tell you who took over the number one spot. Also, we're going to visit with Kathy Branzell. Kathy, as you may recall, we talked to her going into the National Day of Prayer. She's been very active. And we got some great news. You know, the mantle is being passed on, and Kathy is going to talk about her vision for the National Day of Prayer and other prayer events that she's involved with. So we'll stay tuned for that. And then also in the next hour, we're going to be talking to Lowell Ponte. And it's always good to have Lowell's perspective here. Lowell, of course, the former think tank futurist and former roving editor at Reader's Digest and author. So we're going to be talking with him about how Democrats have projected themselves. I mean, it's interesting. You know, the things that annoy them most about Donald Trump are the very things that they themselves do. It's kind of interesting. You know, Jesus said, hey, wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Before you take that speck out of your brother's eye, how about that 2x4 that's in yours, you know? And this is what it reminds me of. So, you know, just to kind of keep things in perspective and, you know, not to be, you know, argumentative and that sort of thing. I think sometimes we have to be able to look at ourselves in a way that is realistic, that, you know, that, again, in hopes of unifying this country. And you know, digging deep for our better angels in and of ourselves, you know, we have to realize that, you know, the problem we see in others is the very problem that resides in us. And that's the reason why we can see it so clearly, because we recognize it. We just don't want to recognize that, hey, whoa, that's in me, you know. But if we're going to get to this point to where we can come together and truly, truly take advantage of the American dream and the opportunity that's here. See, this is what I've been so concerned about, is that we're wasting so much time. We have someone in the Oval Office, I know half the country is antithetical to him. They absolutely hate him because they don't understand. You know, what they're doing is, in large part, you see, you're getting too vested in this whole situation. I mean, many people argue for the longest time, our government is wasteful. It needs reinventing. You know, we need to do these radical changes. We need to be fiscally responsible, all that good stuff. And when you have somebody from the outside who is not beholden to the traditions of the government that have given us all these bad behaviors, and, you know, of course, the media is upset about it because clearly they're in the tank, you know, for one side over the other, which is not what freedom of the press is all about. You know, the founding fathers didn't want our press to be free so that, you know, they could, lose objectivity. You know, they wanted the press to be free so that they could maintain, call balls and strikes, you know, like an umpire, and maintain some objectivity and do what true journalism is all about. And that's to document history, to hold these, these three branches of government accountable. But sadly, the media, for the most part, has gotten in bed with one political party, and they basically have become a propaganda arm for that party. Well, my goodness, you know, this is what happens in Russia. This is what happens in third world countries. This is what happened with despots and, and czars and others that Bill Federer would cite to you. And this is what's happening in America. It all starts very, very casually, but we let it go, and then we accept it to where we are today. And we wonder, how do we get in this business? Well, why are we talking about, you know, why are we talking about fake news? I mean, we didn't talk about fake news when we were growing up. We talk about fake news now. And maybe to a degree, there was probably a little bit of fake news that existed when we were growing up. We just didn't recognize it. But now it's just so obvious. And boy, the difference between where we are today and where we need to go, there's going to be some pain here. Okay, there's going to be that, I call that grief to happiness pain, where the media itself has to, in a sense, be born again and realize, wow, we've abandoned our principles and our ethos and our morality and become prejudiced, and we've provided a disservice to the people that we're here to serve. I mean, this is what it's all about. And it's unfortunate because you think about the resources that are available, the talent that resides in all these media institutions, whether TV, radio, you know, Internet, go on down the line. I mean, we have really some brilliant people, but that gets compromised when they lose perspective, when their perspective becomes prejudiced. That's the sad part, and we, the people, are paying the price, because at a time when we have serious problems here, all they want to talk about is impeaching Donald Trump. We have bigger problems than worrying about impeaching Donald Trump. I mean, like, how do we protect the whole election process? How do we keep outside agents? I mean, you hear Klobuchar talking about, oh, we're going to do all that. Well, look, you're there now. See, this is what's so upsetting. I mean, you are in Congress now. You are a senator. What are you doing about this? I mean, just get on the campaign trail and throw out all this rhetoric. And we've gotten used to people saying, you know, talking about, all this stuff that, you know, well, this is what I'll do when I'm president. Well, what are you doing right now that you're a senator? You are in a position. What kind of influence are you? If you're so good, but now all of a sudden you become president, you think you're king or queen, and now you can do an executive order, and that's going to solve the problems? We've got too many of that in the past, these false promises that ring hollow, and the voter politic is getting fed up with this kind of stuff. But hey, look, if you don't know and you're dumbed down and your whole perspective is based on 8-second sound bites, well, heaven help us all. We need to be up for the cause.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stair lift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stair lift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 434. That's 800-296-1434.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's rocked the nation, but some of Alabama's own residents are among those protesting the state's new strict abortion ban. A protester at a Mobile, Alabama rally yesterday says the new abortion ban is unfair.
Especially with the rape and incest being included and nobody being allowed to get an abortion, what are you going to do when you have a 12-year-old who's been raped and is forced to carry out that pregnancy?
It's seen as the nation's strictest anti-abortion law, and it was signed into law by Governor Kay Ivey last week without exceptions for rape or incest. Meanwhile, an amendment designed to make abortion unconstitutional in Louisiana is heading to the state Senate today. President Trump is turning up the heat on Iran, tweeting yesterday that, quote, if Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. And he warned Iran not to threaten the United States. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Bill Martinez, live.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. It's also great to have back with us Kathy Branzell. The last time she was here, we were talking about the National Day of Prayer. And Kathy, I'm not sure, maybe there was rumblings at that time. I'm sure there was, that you were soon to be announced as the president of the National Day of Prayer.
That's right. I'm so excited. I've been a part of the National Day of Prayer for 19 years. Wow. And so to get this opportunity to step in as president and serve more deeply and every day is thrilling. I'm really excited and thankful.
Well, I know that when Dr. Ronnie Floyd first came to you and suggested that he was going to look to you to fill his chair because Dr. Floyd was being promoted in taking over another organization as the president of the executive committee of the Southern Baptist Convention, which is an awesome responsibility for him.
Yeah.
But like in any organization, you always have to look to see, okay, should I be asked to do something else? Who is my replacement? And he believed that you were the perfect choice to replace him as president of the National Day of Prayer.
Well, it's been an honor to serve under Dr. Floyd's leadership. He is an amazing, godly man that God just walks. He walks with God's wisdom and abides in prayer. And so it was thrilling for him to throw his mantle over me. He has mentored me for the last year and a half. And also the board of directors, that's what was just astounding to me, was the executive team of the board of directors had actually been praying about this long before I knew Dr. Floyd was going to be stepping into this new position with Southern Baptist. Mm-hmm. And they kept coming to me and saying, you know, you're the next person. You're our next president. We prayed about it individually. We prayed about it collectively. And we know you're that person. Unfortunately, I was a little stubborn, and it took three times. I told them no three times and told them to go back and pray some more on that. But God was good, and on the third time, they said, you keep sending us back to pray, and so now we're going to send you to go pray because God told us, and now he's going to tell you. So that was a good reprimand.
Well, that is awesome. But, you know, and I would say that it speaks to your humility in much the same way, you know, when God came to Moses, you know, Moses said, God, why me? You know, I'm not well spoken. You know, I'm not in a sense. I mean, you can imagine the conversation. I'm not an Orthodox Jew. What do I know? I was raised Egyptian. I mean, all the excuses. But God saw beyond that, just as he has seen in your heart. And sometimes it takes that while, and God says it's okay. Go ahead and test me. And you're thinking, hey, look at, you know, what kind of exposure, what kind of experience have you had on a world stage to step up? I mean, here you are. I mean, a former president, Shirley Dobson, quickly said, you are a great choice. She characterized you as a young woman of prayer who has a lot of energy, that you're very well, well informed in terms of the volunteer. I mean, you've been there for a long, as you say, a long time. You've been alongside Dr. Ronnie Floyd, you know, for many, many years. And, I think that this is awesome that God has promoted you and has seen, you know, beyond what you can see. But this is what's so cool about our God, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you know, you said it so well. I just kept telling God, I'm not a Bright. I'm not a Dobson. I'm not a Graham. Mm-hmm. I'm not a past denominational leader. And no one knows my name. And like I said, in that prayer and fasting time, God just gently said, I know your name.
Yeah. Wow.
And the Bible says that he uses the weak and foolish, and I certainly have that on my resume, and I'm grateful. But I was very good friends with Lonette Bright for several years and had some wonderful times with her. I was mentored by her and Ms. Dobson. I actually got to travel with Shirley several times, and we did lots of projects together through the National Day of Prayer, and then the 1 year that Ann was with us, and now the 2 years that Dr. Floyd was with us. And so I'm so grateful for everyone who has poured into me and prayed over me, and so I just keep asking them to pray, and I'm excited to just work with the team to call a nation to prayer and to teach a nation to pray. That's our number one request. Mm-hmm. At the National Day of Prayer Task Force office, just as the disciples asked Jesus, you know, teach us to pray. Right. People want a deep prayer life. People want to know their Bible. People want to walk in obedience to the Word, and they just want to know how. And so how thrilling that I get to be a small piece of that and help people walk deeper with the Lord.
Well, as you say real quickly, you know, just recounting the line from which you've come, the influencers in your life, you know, from Bright to Graham and Dobson, as you say, wow, how blessed you are and to have time with them, not to just casually meet them, but to spend time to be around them. And I imagine even to this day, the influence of the three women and also Dr. Floyd has just got to be real special. I'm almost a little bit jealous, I got to tell you.
Well, thanks. And you know, it really just kind of the life lesson in that is sometimes it's the least likely. Mm-hmm. You know, you just never know whose life you're getting to pour into and speak into. Mm-hmm. And so just a prompting for all of us to be mentors and coaches and encouragers, because you never know who you're getting to pour into and what God has planned for them.
Well, Kathy, as you step up on this national stage, we're going to be holding you up in prayer. We know that we know our God has great plans for you, for prayer, for our country, for our world. At a time such as this, you shared a little bit of your vision, but I want to give you a little bit more time to unfold that. We have about 3 minutes left together. And by the way, I'm looking forward to an ongoing conversation with you and with our audience, because like you, I'm very passionate about prayer. I remember as a young kid, I'd gone to a Bible study, and I remember they gave us this ceramic, you know, that we could paint and everything, and my mother hung it up in the hallway, and it was up there for a long time. And I think I was about maybe 6 or 7 when I went to this. It was like a vacation Bible school, and the theme of that plaque was, you know, prayer changes things. And I can still see that with the folded hands. And so prayer has been a very central part of my life. And so I think that's why you and I connected so well the first time we met on the radio.
And I appreciate it. Yeah, I appreciate it so much. You know, prayer does change things because prayer changes people.
Yes.
And if you want to see transformation happen in your life, in your marriage, in your home, in your community, in your workplace, at your school, wherever you are, wherever you hang out, work out, then pray. That's the beginning. You know, no prayer, no power, no power, no victory. But prayer then also leads us to practice it and to be a part of the change. As God changes us, then we get to change the circumstances around us. We get to shape the culture around us. And that's what I think excites me most about our ongoing conversation is that, you know, in the last couple of weeks of National Day of Prayer on May 2nd, the theme was love one another. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just a slick slogan. Those were the commands right off the lips of Jesus.
Right.
And so after millions of prayers have gone up to love one another, I'd love to have this ongoing conversation of how we can be thinking, praying, and living out love and obedience to Him.
You know, that is excellent. You know, I just went through a series during the Lenten season. Matthew Kelly, I don't know if you're familiar with him or not, but anyway, he did a Lenten season because I was looking for something and found something with Dynamic Catholic, and he referred to it as a holy moment. You know, are you having holy moments? And it was interesting because that was really a driving theme, not only for them, but certainly I embraced it and began to owe it. And so at times when I wasn't so holy, my wife would remind me, you know, she would have a way of saying, not such a holy moment, huh?
Well, thank goodness that none of us are perfect.
Kathy Brenzel, the new national president for the National Day of Prayer, has been our guest, and we look forward to an ongoing conversation with her. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us. God bless, and we're praying for you, okay? I want you to know that.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some
of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We the people.
We want freedom now.
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
You have no idea who you're dealing with.
I'll tell you, we're not messing around, so you know who you're dealing with. Somebody who's on your side fighting the good fight. Thank you for joining in. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here for more information on the show. And a list, I mean an archive, an archive of plethora of interviews that we've done before with these top-notch guests that we bring to you every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. They're right there for your download, to listen at your convenience and to share with friends and neighbors. Look, we've got Adam Holtz with us, as we do most weeks here, with Focus on the Family's Plugged-In Department. Hey, Adam, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Got through the weekend. I mean, all is well. You know, we got a little bit of basketball to kind of get away from the heavy political discussions that are going on. A lot of heavy topics going on. I was watching a little PGA, a little golf. Enjoy that. And Brooks Koepka wins the PGA tournament. And, of course, he's going to be spending a lot of time talking to his girlfriend, trying to make her feel better, because everybody is, you know, happened to catch that video of her wanting to kiss him before, as he was going into the final round, and he wanted nothing to do with it.
Well,
she,
you know, sometimes
she pitched a fit. I'm sorry, what?
Whatever the opposite of multitasking is, solo tasking to a fault, right? You know, it's like I'm working.
I know, but women accuse us of that all the time. They say, well, you guys aren't multitaskers. That's why God created us, because we're multitaskers. Well, then, you know, the time when we're not multitasking, we get ourselves in trouble.
I know, right? There's a lot of peril out there for a man these days, Bill. You got to stay sharp all the time.
I know, and I can't even believe we're even talking about it because I'm just digging a bigger hole for us.
No, we're all digging holes. I'm just thankful my wife's not actually listening right now.
Exactly. Well, you know, if she was, she'd probably want to kiss you right before you went on the air, and you'd have to say, honey, I'm talking to Bill Martinez here.
I'm talking to Bill. I can't.
Behave yourself for just a moment here. Well, we got, you know, finally somebody took over the Avengers, so now you can probably go see the Avengers and not have to deal with all the heavy lines. So made it number two, and I guess as expected, John Wick, Parabellum. And for those of you that say Parabellum, you know, what does that mean? That takes me back to my old altar days because, you know, for Latin, that meant Parabellum meant prepare for war.
Oh, see, I thought it was a part of the brain, but I think that's the cerebellum.
Cerebellum, right, yeah.
Similar, but very different.
Well, yeah, this would be one that would be geared, that part of the brain that says, hey, it's, you know, it's time to fight and bring out the heavy weaponry. So that's what it is, you know. So anyway,
well, and
John Wick.
Anybody who's curious about this, this is the third of these John Wick movies. He's an assassin. He tried to get out of the assassin business, and as often happens with assassins in the movies, who try to quit being assassins, it just doesn't go well. So he has to get in, back in to kill everybody who's trying to kill him. So that's the gist of it. our reviewer, Paul Lacy, said that this movie was basically like if you imagine killing as a ballet. This is just a slow motion, hyper violent, hyper gory kill fest from start to finish. And it's not much more than that.
You know, modern day, the updated modern day, I guess, Matrix, huh?
Yeah, except way, way, way more gruesome than The Matrix. I'm not even sure The Matrix would get an R rating today, honestly.
Yeah.
And maybe it would. I mean, there were some shots to the head. But this is both stylized violence, but extraordinarily gruesome violence, too. So really nasty things happen to people here.
You know, I remember when I was in college, one of the classes we took was on obscenity. And what you perceived as being obscene, and to your point, back then compared to now, I mean, you know, these movie directors, they're continuing to push the envelope more and more to where, you know, how much more gruesome can you go? I mean, it's just like, you go to a movie and you've got 90 minutes of, you know, blood and guts, you know. And,
I'm not even sure. You know, we know that the NC-17 exists, but, you know, we know, I think movie makers know where that line is in terms of sexual content.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure it would be possible to get an NC-17 for violent content. I don't think there are any limits.
Well, our kids are preconditioned, you know.
Yeah.
And when you think about the video games and all that they're dealing with, I mean, is it any wonder? And occasionally it'll come up in a conversation, you know, when after there's been a school shooting or whatever, that, you know, our kids have become kind of numb. You know, their consciences have been seared over all this stuff.
Yeah, that's right. And there's quite a bit of research out there that shows with violent video games in particular, it doesn't thankfully turn most kids into school shooters. Like, that's always the go-to point.
Right.
But what it does do, and there's research that shows a correlation here. You can't prove causation. You can only show correlation.
Mm-hmm.
There's research that shows that it really it makes kids more aggressive and it makes them less empathetic. And
right.
So there's a part of their brain and their psyche that's being blunted when they spend hours and hours doing those things. And I even see it in my own family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my 12-year-old son plays video games too much, and we don't let him play the really crazy, violent, you know, graphic M-rated stuff, but even stuff that's got a milder rating, sometimes I can tell that he's more aggressive. So,
right.
You know, I can see it in my own family.
Yeah. You want to see aggressiveness? Go and take a video game away from a kid. And, you know, or restrict them. Oh,
yeah.
And that in of itself tells you, whoa, this is out of control. And I've seen it, you know, time and again, even with, you know, my grandkids, and I go, oh, man, this is concerning. But, you know, when you're around it as a parent and trying to do the best you can do, and I understand this, but, you see, we're seeing all these warning signs, just like, you know, the things that are creeping into our culture right now, the language, the mean-spirited language that's taking place. It all creeps in ever so gently, you know, terms like the president is being lawless. And, you know, it's like, whoa, wait a minute. You guys are going way over the top here. and we're rather reckless. And, you know, as we go into the 2020, election, you know, campaign mode and everything, we're getting corporate bombed with all this language and stuff. It's like, wow, you know, the aggressiveness of our society. And, of course, you know, add to that the debate on you know, the abortion issue, what's taking place, Adam. And there is a reason that it's coming, you know, the eight states. I mean, this isn't just what happened in Alabama. More and more states are waking up to this. I mean, you had a Democratic governor signing a restrictive abortion bill, and you have the woman, oh, it's my, you know, my rights and all that, and you know, and that debate will continue on. But there is a reason that this is gaining momentum, and I believe it's healthy because people are realizing that they bought into a lie back in 1973. It was thrust upon them by activist judges. And people are paying the price. I mean, there's psychological problems now that are being documented, the impact that it's had on women. If you're saying, oh, you want to protect women, you know, this whole idea that it's safe and legal. And, you know, I was just reading again, there was a third ambulance in within a week that went to this, you know, that went to an abortion clinic. I mean, they're hauling women out of, you know, these not so safe, even though they say, well, they're safe. I mean, the damage physically that is taking place on, you know, the women across the country that's being underreported and being blocked.
I saw an article or an interview with somebody who was trying to debunk Unplanned. And, you know, she was supposedly pointing out here all the ways that it's incorrect. And this is from memory. But, you know, my memory was that she said, you know, only 5% of abortions have complications. And I'm like, well, you know, if 5% of planes crashed or 5% of cars, you know, had brakes that failed, do you think we would demand change? Mm-hmm. You know, right, as if that is an acceptable, you know, rate of problems. And obviously that's if you're even accepting that this is a good thing to begin with. But mm-hmm. it just was sort of staggering to me. I'm like, well, who rolls the dice with a 5% risk with your life on the line?
Exactly.
That's 1 in 20, you know.
Well,
we're not talking 1 in a million.
Yeah. And that number is not correct. I mean, according to, was it Guttmacher that does a lot of this research as best they can? Because a lot of this is kept, you know, from, it's hard for them to get this information.
Yeah, they don't want the information getting out because it's too damning, if I can use that word in this context.
Well, the whole deal is, the whole narrative is like, oh, these back alley, you know, abortions and stuff like that. The whole idea, first of all, it's a misnomer. The idea, the whole concept of back alley, what happened was initially when they did abortions, they had a back door that they would go into medical facilities and they called them back out. That's where the back alley abortions came. But then, of course, they got to stretch it out and say back alley abortions with, you know, with coat hangers.
Right.
That's so disingenuous in so many ways. And I would just say this. I mean, the whole characterization, I mean, I don't think women on the face are that stupid that they'd be using coat hangers. I don't know. You know, and you can yell at me and send me an email and blast me for it, but I think that's outrageous that women would be that stupid to use coat hangers. You know, this is over-exaggerated. And that was the whole argument with Roe v. Wade. And the fact of the matter is, with science catching up with reality now, we're seeing that it is a baby. So, anyway.
It is. And I think culturally what we're seeing with abortion, with marijuana, with so many of these issues is we're way beyond a culture of individualism. Mm-hmm. What we're into is a culture of what I call radical personal sovereignty, you know, mm-hmm. where we all think that we're the kings and queens of our own reality.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not any different than the time of the judges when everyone
exactly.
did what was
see
right
things according to our own eyes. Yeah.
You know, and it didn't work. And it's not going to work now.
Well, exactly. But this is why people of faith, they have got to push back. You cannot cower. This is a time to be courageous and know what you believe in. Because, look, it's about these people that are heading to a cement wall. And it's our responsibility to step up in love and to fight back. And do not give up ground on this. Adam Holtz, thank you so much, as always. We appreciate it. We didn't get a chance to talk about Dog's Journey. It ranked number 4. Very sweet movie. And we'll talk about it next week. Thank you, Adam. Take care, buddy.
Thanks, Bill.
God bless.
Hi. My My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Homemakers.